Hello, Anita. How are you going?
Really good. Can you first of all tell us what led you to creating this platform?
Yes, I gave up drinking in October 2019, after my father died because I'd started to drink a bit too much, to be honest. In fact, way too much. And I decided enough was enough. And I'd always felt that drinking was a bit of an issue, but I wasn't seriously dependent. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to turn because it seemed like at the time that you had to have a really serious problem to get help. And I actually ended up going into 2 week rehab. My whole experience with giving up alcohol was really quite challenging and miserable and depressing. But for me, as soon as I'd kind of decided to give up and I'd managed to knock the first couple of weeks on the head, I was just ecstatic, and my life has never been better since, and I'm nearly 2 years on. So I was looking at the conversations around giving up alcohol, and it was all just so depressing and sad and restrictive. And I was motivated by the possibility of a better life without drinking. And as I started to talk to people, I realized that more and more people were focusing on what they were getting rather than what they were giving up. And that's really where Tapped In started, because I really felt that there was a need to start presenting not drinking as something that could potentially be exciting and adventurous as opposed to restrictive and boring.
And can you tell me what was it like when you would go out and you wouldn't drink? I mean, there is definitely a drinking culture in Australia, and I see it with a couple of my girlfriends who have chosen not to drink as well. They do get a lot of pressure from people, a lot of judgment, and I just want to know where does that come from and how did you deal with it?
Yeah, look, I think the bottom line is I come at that from the person that used to be the person saying, "Why aren't you drinking? Come on, what's wrong with you?" I used to be that person. And when I look back now, I think it was coming from a place of insecurity from my side, because I actually felt a bit confronted if someone wasn't drinking. I just couldn't understand why and how they could function in society without it. So I think a lot of it comes from people just wanting to feel accepted, and feel like they're not doing anything wrong. And it is quite confronting to be around somebody that's confident in not drinking. And so it's definitely been a journey for me in terms of finding my place in social situations. I certainly go out less. I'm a lot more discerning about the people that I spend my time with. But I can happily have fun with people that are drinking. I've got no issue at all.
Oh, and let's talk about the alcohol-free alternatives that are out there. It's just quite impressive, the collection that is available now to us. So you can actually look like you're drinking if that's what you need to do. Tell us with this Tapped In, what will people find if they do go and visit your platform?
So they can come in, they can join a community of like-minded people through the Facebook group. And then there's all sorts of resources on here for anyone that's intrigued about giving up or cutting back on their drinking. So there's podcasts, there's books, there's apps. So basically everything that I found motivating in my journey is on the website. They can also look at corporate programs that I'm running to try and change corporate culture and individual coaching. So there's all sorts of resources. And one of the things that I really learned in the last couple of years is that we're all so different and we all need different things. So I've put everything up there in the hope that people can find something that works for them.